presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 16, 1046 America, New York, a despot needs democratic support. There are many sorts of democracy, including a liberal democracies. Even with formally absolute power, a despot needs not only the support of his army, police, and other active clientels, but also the support, if only passive, of a large proportion of his subjects.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 16, 1027 America, New York, ask what changed. A very first world problem from which I'm fortunate to suffer is that the list of books I'd like to read grows approximately 50 times faster than the amount I have time to read.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
October 16, 956 America, New York. Elon Musk jumps into geopolitics ahead of planned Twitter takeover. The self-described free speech absolutist has said he would prefer to stay out of politics but has also used Twitter to weigh in.
Global economy.
October 16, 938 America, New York. Tunisia reaches preliminary agreement on $1.9 billion IMF loan. Deal will help reassure other donors that the country is committed to reforms. New York Times Business.
October 16, 936 America, New York, China's leader Xi hails his rule as he prepares to expand power. Xi Jinping is expected to secure a third term as leader during a pivotal meeting of the Communist Party, extending his authoritarian rule over the country. President Xi Jinping of China on Sunday at the opening ceremony of the 20th National Congress of the Communist Party of China at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
October 16, 9 o'clock America, New York. Low-price apparel chains pull in inflation-weary shoppers. Primark, GU, and Shine are among the clothing retailers expanding in the U.S.
Global economy.
October 16, 850 America, New York. Global economic warning lights are flashing red. Policymakers need to be level-headed and focus on building resilience.
Daily FX Market News.
October 16, 8 o'clock America, New York. S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones, Q3 earnings will drive market action. After Thursday's slump and rally, U.S. equity markets will be looking at a cluster of important Q3 earnings next week, including Tesla, Goldman Sachs, J&AMP, and Netflix.
Marginal Revolution. October 16, 725 America, New York. Driving by pollution, customers and development. The literature on air pollution continues to grow. In an impressive paper, Bossi et al. Show that firms in Uganda locate on busy roads. Busy roads are more polluted, but there are more customers driving and they rely on direct customer acquisition, rather than advertising or marketing, to get customers.
New York Times Business.
October 16, 7 o'clock America, New York. The week in business. Prices keep climbing. But there will be some relief for the millions of people dependent on Social Security. And a report on how much the housing market is slowing.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
October 16, 7 o'clock America, New York. After Hurricane Ian, their company pulls yachts out of swimming pools and mangrove trees. Hurricane Ian is expected to set a record for boat and yacht losses, surpassing Superstorm Sandy, although the final tally won't be known for months.
BBC News Business.
October 16, 618 America, New York. Tesco warns public faces hardship in wake of interest rates rise. John Allen told the BBC he feels a moral responsibility to help those affected by rates going up.
Global economy.
October 16, 4 o'clock America, New York. Did UK inflation pick up again last month? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
New York Times Business.
October 16, 3 o'clock America, New York. Democrats spent $2 trillion to save the economy. They don't want to talk about it. Polls show voters like direct payments from President Biden's 2021 economic rescue bill. But they have become fodder for Republican inflation attacks. A signing ceremony for the American Rescue Plan last year on Capitol Hill.
Daily FX Market News.
October 16, 2 o'clock America, New York, USD, CAD forecast. BOC hike odds dip while the Fed's rises, bullish USDCAD. Markets anticipate a slower rate of hikes between the Fed and Bank of Canada going into year-end. Policy divergence highlights bullish continuation themes in USD, CAD.
BBC News Business.
October 16, 021 America, New York. Jeremy Hunt to join Liz Truss at Chequers for talks on economic plans. The new chancellor warns of very difficult decisions as he heads to Chequers to hold talks with the PM.
Marginal Revolution, October 15, 2252 America, New York. Investment advice from Russell Napier. First of all, avoid government bonds. Investors in government debt are the ones who will be robbed slowly. Within equities, there are sectors that will do very well.
Daily FX Market News.
October 15, 1400 America, New York, gold price outlook. Another raging inflation print dims Zhao, USD's trajectory. Gold prices fell 3% last week. Another strong U.S. inflation print means that the Federal Reserve will have to step up its fight against raging CPI. Zhao, USD remains at risk.
Marginal Revolution.
October 15, 1300 America, New York, Saturday Assorted Links. 1. Katya Grace on AGI risk. 2. None of the countries that shared land borders with Poland in 1989, i.e. USSR, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, are around in 2022, link here.
BBC News Business.
October 15, 1152 America, New York, Bank of England chief warns of fresh interest rate hike. Andrew Bailey also describes his conversations with Chancellor Jeremy Hunt as a meeting of minds.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 15, 1135 America, New York, who could have foreseen this? First Britain, and now the U.S. As we see increasing evidence that governments have borrowed too much, bond markets are beginning to rebel against the prospects of even more debt.